Hey, John.
Hey, sorry about that. Our calls are all recorded for quality assurance. It times out at 60 minutes. So we hit that hour marker, and it just kicked us off the call.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but is Leo still with us?
I got him right here.
Oh, there you are. So what I was talking to Jeremy about earlier was that the lighting and things like that are kind of like an upsell, he was saying, where you guys will get out there and maybe focus on, like, the custom pools, the bigger project. And then once you get out there, you kind of upsell them on the low-voltage lighting, or they kind of bring it up as, I want this to, maybe when you're laying down turf or doing some kind of landscape design. So we want to use the keywords really to target those big projects mainly, but, you know, maybe you only have, like, 10 keywords that are focused on the bigger projects, and then you have another 5. Low voltage lighting would definitely be one we want to bring in, and any other ones.
Well,
and that's the whole point of that interview.
Yeah. I would say, because I mean that, like, yeah, that's the way we're operating right now. But it's not necessarily like I want to pivot. And the thing about the market is right now, it's not as hot with swimming pools, but we're able to do a lot more, offer a lot more services that I feel like people just aren't aware that we are. So, like, you know,
yeah,
that'll be the cash flow of the business, where, you know, that's bringing steady cash flow. And then these big projects, it was kind of holding us over the years, you know, like the big projects keeping us fed, you know, long term,
absolutely.
I guess.
No, yeah, absolutely. The beauty of working with us as a Google partner is we have a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. But the Google Analytics lets us see, like, which ones are being searched the most, too. So that's the beauty of this client interview tomorrow, is we can pull keywords like low-voltage lighting and actually see, like, maybe that only got searched 10 times in the last, you know, maybe it was searched 10,000 times. We don't know, but we definitely want to highlight the keywords that we know is going to get you guys more visibility and more job opportunities, right? So that's the thing.
Right.
We don't want to play a guessing game. I mean, we have a track record that goes back, you know, 10 years on the Google Analytics, at least the information it lets us see for 10 years back. So we can get a good idea on which ones are going to be best for you guys and customize it for you.
Right. It might be outdoor lighting instead of low voltage lighting.
Exactly. More than likely, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's probably going to be outdoor lighting more than the low voltage lighting. I don't think myself, personally, I would type in low voltage lighting ever. I'd probably put outdoor patio, or, you know, waterproof lighting. I'd type in something stupid.
You got to think like the masses.
Yeah, most people are doing a general search. They probably don't have the same verbiage you have over your years of experience. All right. So I have the account set up, and then the client interview is locked in for tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock. And then I sent you my direct information. Let me go ahead and set you guys up with this 6-month prepay, get you your paperwork. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the 13th, or, well, the first 6-month payment, I should say, of the $1,350. How did you want to do that, Jeremy?
Just card.
Okay. Now, I know you said you guys are equal co-owners. Is this under your name or Leo's name?
The card I'll be giving you will be under my name. We each have a card under the same.
So it does say Blue Surf Designs LLC on it?
Yeah, it's got my name, and then directly under it, it's got Blue Surf Designs LLC.
Okay, that's good, because this is a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write this off later. I'll send the invoice over with the business name on it for you guys. And then is your billing address this 525 Wood Drive?
Yes.
All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Or, I'm sorry, I thought you said the billing address for this card is still tied to 2405 Joliet Place.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and modify this. McKinney, 75072?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and adjust.
We haven't changed the address, the billing address for our cards yet.
Okay. But adjust this. This is understandable. You said you're only there for, what, 2 more weeks? Did you say earlier?
Yeah.
Leo?
Yeah. Gone after 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, did you pray about everything?
Yeah.
Good man. Oh, yeah. Usually things like that, you just give it up to him, let him take care of it, you know? You don't have any kids involved?
Yeah, I got a boy. I don't think I had a choice in the matter, man. It was just kind of like everything was kind of pushing me that way, so.
Yeah.
You know. For the past 2 years, it made it pretty clear that this wasn't something I needed to be a part of anymore.
Hindsight's 20/20, you know? You focus on your money and fast forward a year or two, you're on a beach and meet some beautiful lady and, oh, that's where you're talking about God. Just trust him. He'll be all right. No, that is. I used to think about it a lot. I'm married and I have 2 little ones, both boys. And I said, man, what if we had split up one day? And I'm like, why are you thinking worst case scenario? You got to think what can go right. And if it happens, it happens, you know. It's still going right. I'm more time to play golf. All right. So I got your guys' account updated here with the proper billing information. Whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and repeat it back to you, Jeremy.
All right. It's 4427.
4427.
4221.
4221.
2469.
2469.
7767.
7767. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
09/25.
09/25. Okay, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's 383.
383. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is going to outline the service agreement, mainly because of the prepay and the discounted pricing structure, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt here. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you guys don't agree with or if you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, Leo. There we go. All right. So we're on a recorded line, guys. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Blue Surf Designs, LLC.
Okay. And then we'll go Jeremy first, and then we'll go Leo. Can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jeremy Pacina, Chief of Operations.
Okay. And Leo?
Braulio Duran, President of Sales.
Thank you. And are you gentlemen authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Blue Surf Designs, LLC today?
Yes.
All yes, right. Sir.
And Jeremy, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, gentlemen, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we know everything you currently have. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything online, which you really shouldn't need, I try to give you guys all the bells and whistles that we could possibly offer you so that way you don't need to go another route. But just double check. We don't want you paying for something we're already doing or duplicating any of the online listings.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, and it says the initial term of your service agreement is 6 months. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 1st of 2024. It It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $1,350. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the first day at $299. So you have to renew that next 6 months, Jeremy, or if it flips over to month to month at $299.
Gotcha.
Okay. And it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time after that 6 months. If you do decide to discontinue, all that we ask is you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. It's just you give us notification, we stop all future billing and part ways. You guys will keep your Google Business profile, reviews, website, all the content that's created up until that point. We'll just stop doing your optimization and running your ads, so you won't be a top option anymore for those services. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process you here. And when this clears, you're going to get a full outline of the agreement in writing.
Perfect.
Okay. Bear with me for a moment. I got to make sure I add the Google voice tracking number me and Leo talked about here. Google Voice, no additional charge. Okay, that'll save you guys from having to get a whole nother business line. Okay. What were you doing today, Leo, before we called you?
Man, just working on, what was I working on? Making adjustments to a design and then also, trying to get in touch with, this company called EcoPools that does, we do container pools. So basically just a way to, we've been pivoting like a lot of stuff that we're doing. So we're trying to offer something that's more cost effective. There's, you know, we definitely have the custom pool builds. We have enough of them out there that we can show what kind of quality we put together. But now we're trying to figure out how we can get in more backyards. So like offering something more cost effective, like a container pool will get us, you know, more sales ultimately. And these pools take a lot less time to put in the ground. So, and we've got someone that's already interested in putting one in. So it's very similar to what we're doing, except they're kind of cutting like six steps, and it just comes already prefabricated and you just throw it in the backyard. You crane it over the house. You dig the pool.
I'm thinking on the new site, we might want to document some of that and just maybe have like a whole separate page for those. Do you have a pen and paper there with you, Leo?
Sure.
Yeah. If you have pictures of this, so I can see it, and also for your potential prospects to see it while we're doing the ads, send them to this email address. It's just photos. It's plural. PHOTOS. And then at symbol, and then our company name. Okay.
Hang on one second. Let me just.
Okay. No worries. And then Jeremy, you should be getting some text messages here and some emails.
What did you say, Les?
It's photos. It's PHOTOS.
Uh-huh.
And then the at sign.
Uh-huh.
And then localsplash.com. So local, like people in your area, LOCAL, and then splash, splash.com.
All right. And then just maybe send some pictures of what we're doing in there.
Yeah, yeah. Because it sounds to me like that's different than your standard build that you guys do. And obviously you got a lot of beautiful pictures already on that site, so we'll utilize those. But this sounds like this is kind of a newer avenue, so... I would definitely maybe want to create like another page and have that as an option where they can look at some examples of that too.
Yeah, and really, I mean, the way that these things are put together, it's just a different process, but ultimately at the very end, that's kind of what we wanted.
It looks very similar.
We want the same look, which is, okay. We can achieve it because it's basically, so whenever you build a pool, you excavate it, you put steel in it, you put gunite in it, you put your plumbing in it, or plumbing and then gunite in it. So those four steps plus the plastering is like already done. Essentially, this thing just gets craned in after you dig it.
Hey, Leo, I'm yeah. an expert of all the ins and outs of a computer and how Google operates as a Google partner, but you are speaking a foreign language to me, my friend. I can tell you're passionate about it and you know what you're talking about, but I'm going, whoa, you lost me.
Essentially, it skips a lot of steps that makes it more cost effective, and you have a steel structure instead of a concrete structure. So,
okay, I think
ultimately,
I always thought
very similar.
I always thought that there was steel and then concrete. I thought that was always like the traditional way of building a pool, right?
It is this way. It's just a container. You're putting a container in the ground as opposed to
Okay, now I understand you. So you can just kind of dig it out, put the container down. That already kind of lays the mold there instead of having to have the steel, and then you can pour concrete.
No concrete. It's literally just the container. And it comes with
everything.
That thing, okay. You just plumb this thing in. It's a plug-and-play type deal.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to look into those photos when you send it in, but I think I got a good idea of what you're saying now.
Yep.
Okay. Jeremy, did you get the outline of the agreement there?
Let's see here. Yeah, I got the invoice and basically
the username and password. Yep.
Password.
But the main, the subscription terms is the first one that you got after I sent you my number. It says terms. If you click on that, you're going to have to sign off on that one. So it has everything documented, all the products and features. You were asking me earlier, like, hey, what do I get for the platinum? So that has it all documented right there, and that's on your email, too, so you got a hard copy.
So just click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Here.
And then it looks like you didn't get your Google verification form, so while you do that, I'll send you your Google verification form here.
Now, the mobile phone number that you had on the subscription terms is Leo's number. Does that matter?
No. I had him in the cell phone category, but what's going to happen during your client interview is they're going to end up giving you guys a Google Voice number. So, I just added him.
There's a box I have to check that says I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Yep, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, you are. The card's got your name on it, the one you processed the payment on.
Right, it just has his phone number on it.
Oh, mobile phone. Yeah, I see what you're talking about there. I mean, I could delete it from here, but... We have
no,
the way I have it set up is like you're the primary on the account for us to talk to if there's an emergency, and then I put him in the cell phone category just for right now, so that way I have his number. I also saved it in our settings here on the back end too, so it has him as a co-owner of the account. But then what's going to happen is they're going to give you guys a Google Voice number that I was talking to Leo about earlier, and that's going to be a separate phone number that I'll end up forwarding to you guys. So it'll forward to him first and then you second if he doesn't answer. And that's what the actual customers are going to see. So anything on this paperwork is more just a communication between us and you guys, not so much what your customers are going to see. If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So now it put me to a screen for the username.
Yep, that's the account dashboard and tracking system. I don't really like that version of it. That's more like the PC version of it. If you guys go to the my.localsplash.com, you could always look it up on your phone. But they're going to send you another email that'll have a link to the app. I would definitely recommend you both download the app. And then also there's a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use the app. It's pretty easy. Sounds complicated, but the video will kind of explain it, really put it in layman's terms for you, put it that way.
Right.
And then,
will it
Yeah.
It directed me to the local Splash username password. I mean, I don't have to log into this right now, do I?
Yeah, no, it's going to be blank right now. Don't worry about it, Jeremy. It's going to be blank until we got it all up and running, and then and
gotcha.
Then you'll want to access that later. Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it back.
Okay.
They sent me the notification right when you sent it back here. And then there's another form, though. It's really important, and I don't want to forget, so that's why I'm kind of trying to get you to look at this one. There's another text in there. It'll be a new one. It'll say to get your Google business profile verified. Looks like they sent it to you twice now. I manually sent it, and then the automation came through after.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do I need to do here? Just
click on that link, and then it'll kind of give you the step-by-step. So I'll ask you, like, first name, last name, email, and then it's going to ask you to license, insurance, business registration, photo of the workplace, work vehicle. So there's the little tabs on here where it says upload file. If you just click on that on your mobile device, it'll flip over to your camera and you can snap a picture of those. You don't got to do all that right now, Jeremy, but I did want you to know how to get to that link and then understand, you know, what it's asking of you. So that way maybe later when you're around your actual paperwork and you can fill that out and send it in. And then if you're missing anything, don't panic. We're a Google partner, so if I have to, I could just verify you over the phone. Just make sure at the very bottom you check the box that you're okay with that option.
Gotcha. On the work vehicle and license plates, do I need to take pictures of both of our trucks?
No. We just need one. We just one to send to Google. You can even hide the number, too. They're just mainly looking for it to say Texas and then the make and model of it.
Gotcha.
This is actually going to go to Google. So the fact that we're even submitting you already, letting them know you're going to solicit the space, they roll over. But in order to give that badge and add that credibility and peace of mind to your potential prospects, they want you to send this stuff in.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll work on getting all this together and getting this over.
Yeah. If you don't have a business card, too, don't worry about it. Mainly look for the ones that have the little red dot next to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. If you're having problems with it, just call in. Okay. We don't expect you to be tech savvy. We like to treat our business owners like you guys are 5 years old and computer illiterate.
Well, I'm pretty much that anyway. So.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll make it work for you. You know. Yeah. We'll hold your hand through it until we see you guys got the hang of it, and then. Once the reviews are
perfect.
Building up and the customers are coming in, we'll back off and let you do your thing.
But, yeah, when I get back into my little office here, I've got all of those documents in a file on my computer. I'm just...
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up about it, too, because on average, even the guys that are good on the computer, it usually takes them 2 to 3 days just to pull everything together. So, you know, if I have it by Thursday or Friday, you send it in, and that's on pace. You know, that PIN usually takes about 5 days to get to you in the mail anyway, so you probably won't have that by Friday or Monday next week.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you or Leo, don't hesitate to call. You got myself. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you guys. The same phone number. You just hit extension 1. I'll let the both of you get back to your work day, and then we'll circle back to you tomorrow between 1 and 2. We'll knock out that client interview together, okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much, John.
You're very welcome, Jeremy. Nice meeting you, Leo. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye.